Hello, hello. Self-love here. Today I'm going to talk about suicide. I made a video about this previously, but it was about my own personal story with suicide. Today I want to talk about or give you a couple steps on how to get your mind off of those suicidal thoughts. And hopefully they help you. What brought this suicide back up is my husband found out last weekend that one of his buddies had committed suicide. And, that was a hard day for him. And so I felt like it was time for me to talk about it again because I know it's such a huge thing that people struggle with nowadays. So, number one, you aren't alone. I know that when you're deep in your depression, it's hard to know that you aren't alone. It feels like the weight is on your shoulders. You don't think anyone will understand or would care, but that's a lie. I suggest that you find one person that you trust, that you think would be able to understand what you're going through, and talk to them about how you're feeling. And I want to even stress specifically men to do this. And I know that that is so contradicting to what society teaches you, because men are supposed to be this strong, keep all your emotions bottled up inside of you. But no. Screw society and what they teach you. It's okay to not be okay. But it's not okay to stay that way. That's a quote from Trent Shelton. He's a self-love podcast person, too. He's one of my favorite people that I listen to. And so I know that it's really hard for men to seek out help or talk to someone about the things that are going inside of their mind or, how they're feeling. If you're struggling with depression and you just can't get past it, please go find someone to talk to about it. Because what you don't release will increase. Again, another quote from Trent Shelton. But it's very true. When you don't talk about your feelings and you just bottle them up inside, it will eat you alive eventually, and you have to release the emotions. Number two. The storm isn't forever. Remember that this too shall pass. You may be struggling with financial struggles, or maybe you just lost someone who was very close to you, or maybe you've been fighting depression on and off for years. Just remember that the pain will fade. Money may be tight now, but you will make it. And hopefully, your depression isn't too horrible that you get days where you aren't depressed. Those are the days you want to hold on to. Remember all the good things in your life. And if you're someone that struggles with depression day in and day out, I am terribly sorry that that is what you deal with and that is your everyday reality. But keep fighting because you deserve to be here. You were put on this earth for a reason. And you are a beautiful, unique human being. So go and find your purpose. Find the reason that gives you the will to keep going. Number 3. Gratitude is key. If you haven't considered practicing gratitude, I really recommend it. The thing is, it's very easy to see what others around you have and you don't have. So then it becomes this comparison game. Don't do that to yourself. Focus on the good. Make a list of everything you can think of that you are thankful you have. And this can be as small as having running water and electricity, having a nice warm place to sleep, and food in your belly. And if you have a spouse and children, don't take them for granted. They are a gift. Number 4. Get your mind off your thoughts. If going for a walk every morning is something that will start your day off right and put you in a better state of mind, then do it. If you have to do meditation, if you have to write out a gratitude list, which is something I do because I can so easily end up in a negative attitude because I look around at everyone else who has, you know, something I don't have and come and be like, oh, you know, I wish I had that. Be grateful for what you do have because the little things you have, if you can't be grateful for them, then what makes you think you'd be grateful for the bigger things in life? Now, sometimes this helps and you can will your way out of a bad day. But on other days that you try everything to get your thoughts right and you still are having a bad thought or bad thoughts, then I want you to feel those emotions. Allow yourself to fall apart if you need to. Number 5, feel the emotions and rest. If that means you spend the day in bed, then so be it. Now, if you have children, this can be difficult, but hopefully you can ask your spouse to look after the kids if you just need the day to yourself. Now, I don't recommend that you do this often because your spouse and children need you, but I want to say this because there are days that I need this for myself and in a way, I take it as my body is telling me I need to slow down and rest. So if that's what you need for the day, take it, especially if it's going to make you feel better the next day. Number 5, listen to your body. If it says to slow down, do it. We want to be kind to ourselves and start listening to our bodies when they're tired. So if you're tired, take the rest. Being kind to your body isn't pushing yourself to the breaking point, exhausting yourself and beating yourself up because you feel like you can't get all of it done. It don't have to all be done today. It's okay. Take the rest if you need it. And also be kind to your body by feeding it nutritious foods. A lot of people don't even realize that what they eat makes them lethargic, makes them have lack of energy, makes them more tired than what they already are. But also, in addition to being kind to your body by eating the right foods and, you know, drinking plenty of water and sleeping, also be kind to your mind. Consider the thoughts you're thinking and consider the things that you tell yourself, because what you tell yourself, you're going to believe. Your body and your mind don't know the difference. So if you continue to tell yourself something, you're going to believe it. And you deserve to be treated with the utmost respect, especially by yourself. One of the instructors on my challenge that I'm doing, a 30-day challenge, said it best. You are the only relationship that will last forever. As long as you live, you will be the only relationship that is consistent in your life. Now, let's stop and really think about what that means. You know, you make friends, you have family, you have children, you have a spouse. All those things could be taken away from you at any point. But the one relationship that is always going to be there is the relationship that you have with yourself. So, why not be kind to that person? Show that person love. Take care of yourself, because you're worth it and you deserve it. And if you can't love yourself, who's going to love you? And your children, they're eventually going to leave the house. They're going to grow up. They're going to be gone doing their own lives. You know, hopefully your spouse, you know, hopefully your marriage stays together and doesn't fall apart and you can grow old with that person, but that doesn't always happen. Nowadays, the chances of people getting divorced is 50-50. And so, the only relationship that's going to be there is you. So take that time to fill yourself up, because it's really important. You can't be everything for everyone else if you don't take the time to nurture yourself and to love yourself and to care about yourself. And stay connected to your spirit. Let it guide you. It will give you the ability to love yourself so that you can love others. And what I mean by this is, check in with yourself. Take 10 minutes a day. Do a meditation. A gratitude meditation works, or a forgiveness meditation, whatever it is that you need to do. And I really recommend working through anger. If you have unresolved anger inside of you, if there are people you are still mad at from years of hurt, and I get this isn't easy. It's not easy to forgive people. I mean, I'm still working through one person in my life that I need to forgive. I understand it's not easy to forgive people. But the thing is, if you don't, it's going to affect your body. It's going to affect your organs. It's going to affect your health, because you're holding on to this unresolved anger inside of you that needs to come out. And the challenge that I have been doing, she's given me several options on how to handle things, and I chose this one in particular because I journal naturally, normally. I decided that this would be the route that I was going to take. So she suggests to write a letter to that person that you're mad at or you have these unresolved feelings to. And you write everything that you wanted to say or couldn't say, or, you know, I mean, if you need to just be nasty as crap on paper and say all just nasty things about this person, get it out. And then don't send it to them. Just burn it. Because in that burning of it, it's going to allow you to let it go. Let go of that anger, let go of that sadness, that resentment, that disappointment, whatever it is, let it go. Because you deserve to be a full person. You deserve to be whole. And I truly believe that if we don't take the time to check in and make sure that we aren't holding all this anger and this resentment and this sadness against people, that it's just going to get bottled up and then you're going to lose it on someone. And I think that's why men think women are so crazy, because no one teaches you how to have a healthy release. They don't teach you in school how to manage your emotions. They don't teach you in society how to manage your emotions. They just tell you it's okay to just freak out on everyone. It's okay to lose your mind. But it's not. It's not okay to take your frustrations out on people and anger and all this stuff out on people. We have to start finding healthy releases and how to find a healthy way to let go of this stuff, because it totally has an effect on our bodies. And if you're someone who's trying to lose weight, maybe the reason your body isn't willing to let go of the weight is because you have all this bottled up inside of you. So it's just something to consider. But those are my tips on how to get your mind off of your suicidal thoughts or your depressing thoughts, or when you have anxiety, whatever it is. So I hope this helped you guys. I hope that this encourages you. Maybe you will try the whole writing down everything and burning it. Maybe that can help you let go of some of the anger in your life. And just know that you'll be okay. And that you are enough. And that you are loved. And don't end things short, because you have so much potential inside of you. You have so much purpose in you, and you will be okay. So I hope you guys have a fantastic week. I hope that you share this around if it's on your heart to do so. And know that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Find someone to open up to. Or even if you don't, I mean, for me, journaling works. You know, I'll write all my my anger, all my sadness, everything out on paper. And if that works for you, cool. It really just depends on what you're struggling with. And if you have some deep wounds, I would say you should probably go and get help, professional help, as far as like counseling or whatever it is that you think you need. I don't live in your body. I can't tell you what is right for you. All I know is that you deserve the best in life, and you deserve to have a full and happy life. So let's take care of ourselves. And I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.